In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR and KRCC News. Restaurants and shops in Summit and Douglas counties can now apply to operate under less restrictive capacity limits in exchange for more COVID-19 safety protocols. The two counties are the first to be approved for a new state certification program that launched earlier this month. They join Mesa County, which ran a pilot version of the five-star state certification program. Summit County has already approved 134 restaurant variances under the program. Some members of the Colorado Public Employees Retirement Association want to remove fossil fuels from public employee retirement investments. Paramember Renee Millard-Chacon spoke in a video by 350 Colorado on why she wants to see the state pension fund divest.
PERA's investments include oil and gas companies like Suncor and Extractions. In Commerce City, my home, the Suncor oil refinery is facing a $9 million settlement for repeatedly violating air quality regulations.
The association's members sent a letter asking that Colorado follow the lead of New York, which recently announced it will drop fossil fuel stocks entirely over the next 20 years. Parts of western Colorado are under a winter advisory until 5 p.m. Tuesday. The alert covers the Elkhead and Park Mountains, as well as the Gore and Elk Mountains and Central Mountain Valleys. That includes areas around Vail and Aspen. Snow across much of Colorado today, less than 1 inch expected for Denver, up to 2 inches in Vail. This is CPR News.